In these hard times, we must all diversify to survive. And God is no exception. There used to be just the Old Testament and New Testament. But in America now, there are Sunnis, Moonies, Loonies, Hare Krishna, Baldy Krishna, Zen and the High Cost of Motorcycle Repairs, Scientology, Demonology, and Coincidental Meditation. While traditional religion appealed to the faithful, modern religion appeals more to the gullible. For by and large, these transatlantic movements all have one thing in common. Followers who can be divested of sin and their wallets in a simultaneous operation. It's a form of avant-garde theology, whose central creed accepts that poverty is spiritual, but adds that being fleeced is positively cathartic. Fringe religion is like fringe banking. It's high risk and high profit. For usually it doesn't so much have a supreme being on high as a supreme businessman in the Cayman Islands. It's no surprise that most of the new religious groups start in America, because that's a country where God moves in tax-deductible ways. Not that riches aren't found in the major religions. After all, the reason the Pope is able to fly all around the world isn't simply because Freddie Laker introduced cheap airfares. But mainstream religion, in its old-fashioned way, still tends to regard this life as a means to the afterlife, rather than seeing the afterlife as a useful marketing device for this one. Now, however, divinity is not so much a vocation, more an entrepreneurial activity. Where there used to be money in muck, now there's money in messiahs. All over the States, God is the latest growth industry, and a lot of it is thanks to the bomb. For in the event of a nuclear Armageddon, Jesus is a hot tip second only to fallout shelters. He offers great survival collateral. And nearly every stockbroker now has investment portfolios on God and his fringe benefits. An ambitious young man can't do better than get himself on the board of a thriving new religious sect that's a market leader in immortality and has a good reputation for high-quality religious experience. For the spin-offs alone are tremendous. Jesus T-shirts, bumper stickers, badges, God-flavoured bubblegum. It is every ad man's dream to have his product endorsed by the Almighty. It's Hollywood's ultimate hype. Especially as the build-up for The Second Coming suggests it will be the most successful sequel since Superman 2, apart from the special effects. It doesn't matter too much what the sect is. It can be Buddhist-Leninists for a vegetarian Nirvana or a Hell's Angels yoga group, just so long as it's got membership fees, enrollment courses, pre-immortality induction seminars, post-conversion therapy, a glossy guidebook to the hereafter, and all the other cost-effective features of a well-run religion. In England, the church is the Tory party at prayer. In America, the church is a bank with an altar. For despite all its faults, America is still the land of opportunity. Where else could you start life penniless and by the age of 40 have a flourishing religion of your own? Not without help, naturally, for you can't learn everything from do-it-yourself booklets. You'd need to consult one of the small firms that specialise in helping people who want to start small religions, because all sorts of unexpected problems can crop up for the amateur. Like how many articles of faith do you need? Which are the most popular doctrines? What are the vintage years for communion wine? And so on. Fortunately, in the US of A, a spiritual advisor is someone who tells you the best colour for cassocks and drapes. There's an old biblical saying on Wall Street that with religion, the sky's the limit. And there is no finer testament to this than the transcendental coup that recently shook California. It must be the last word in religions, apart from amen, of course. A modern ecclesiast of genius, probably from the Stanford Business School, established, and these are the exact words, the church of money. It is true, quite true. The eternally sought-after perfect union of things material and things spiritual. Its founder simply stated that all you needed to do was believe in money. Give it, and it would be returned tenfold. An inflation-proof elixir of life. A doctrine in harmony with the 1980s. That's to say, a monetarist religion. One of many, whose founders believe the only way to true salvation is to have control of a money supply. A sort of gospel according to Midas. The result was one of the most devout and generous congregations on record. cash, notes, checks, credit cards, all poured in. And, miracle of miracles, it was returned tenfold. And the congregation rejoiced, for their eyes had seen the glory of the returns of the Lord. The greatest religious revival on earth was about to sweep all before it, until its wondrous leading spiritual light-come-accountant was arrested by the police and charged with divine pyramid selling. But then that's the trouble with the secular powers these days. They've just got no faith.